This week's mitzvah of the week, mitzvah tough reish tes, says that we cannot eat meiser sheni while we're in a state of tumah. So at the end of the minchas chinuch, he brings down that from a doraisa level, this will only be applicable once we have a base of mikdash. And the minchas chinuch goes in and delves a few times that this is an idea that has been spoken about throughout in the sefer. So when you're just picking one mitzvah per week, and not when you've gone the whole time and gotten up to mitzvah 609. So I don't necessarily am not such a bucky in the minchas chinuch. But the commentaries bring down that what's the idea behind this? The idea is we have to take ourselves in a way and understanding like what's tumah and tara, which is a hard thing to really understand nowadays. But to understand from on a simple level, to be in positions of tahora and to not be in positions of tumah, which can all too often occur. We just put ourselves in bad predicaments, or it just happens to be. It happens to be in that place, but to understand this, like there's a time and place, like when we are getting to these mitzvahs, these have to be a perspective. They have to be that, yeah, I am now in a state of Torah. I am not putting myself in a position where there is going to be the slightest ounce of tumah. And I often think back to years ago in 2015, my oldest was very, very young. And the Mets were in the World Series, and like between innings of that Mets Royals game, I remember learning like pieces of Maseches Yevamot. So like, you know, at points they'd be like, oh, you're so stark. And you know, you think after, like, I'm not saying there's nothing wrong with watching baseball, nothing wrong with watching football, but often in life you're saying, like, I'm not comparing baseball or sports to being tumah, but often in life, like, okay, we're doing this, but we'll do something else, or we're learning while we're doing it. But to have a perspective, there's a time and place for everything, and when we're in that place, it needs to be kedusha. So it has to be all in. It's the concept behind when we're learning Torah. It's got to be Torah lechud and tefillah. Tefillah's got to be lechud. It's not that, oh, we're combining the two. Okay, when I'm learning, I'm davening. When I'm davening, I'm learning. But to really be able to focus on the avodah at hand and to have that perspective. As it's Hashem, we should all be zocheh, have a wonderful week.